Technology, it's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun, it can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at science, health, and technology. I'm Rebecca Wolfson. Today we'll hear about a movement brewing to revive native pollinator populations. That's on this week's Call of the Wild. But first, The Hunger Atlas, a book that tracks food insecurity in Missouri. The U.S. poverty rate increased to 14.3% this year, according to data just released by the Census Bureau. And new research from MU shows that hunger is on the rise in Missouri. Harvest Public Media's Jessica Najunas spoke with MU's Sandy Raccoon about the growing problem of food insecurity.
Okay, so the Atlas. The Atlas has two main sections, okay?
Sandy Raccoon flips through the newly minted Missouri Hunger Atlas booklet published by the University of Missouri's Interdisciplinary Center for Food Security.
Anybody from any county can look at their county, see how their county's doing. They can see a trend.
Using USDA statistics, the Atlas shows food insecurity in Missouri is up 20% since 2006. It breaks down the extent of need in, let's say, Jackson County, and how well that population responds to the need. The center calls that performance. Areas with more poverty have high performance rates. They have many more people who have a high need, and residents participate more often in public assistance programs like food stamps, WIC, or Medicaid.
In contrast, if you go to Boone County, Cole County, St. Charles County, some counties around Kansas City, low levels, much lower levels of participation. So in other words, if you're poor in the suburbs, sometimes you're maybe more likely not to participate or to fall through the cracks.
Raccoon cites social stigma as a possible explanation for an individual's reluctance to apply for public assistance. Living in a middle-class area, if you are having a tough time, makes things worse. Pulling out food stamps at the checkout line can be embarrassing if no one else does it. Raccoon says the Atlas doesn't address some of the more startling issues. More people are entering the food insecure group than before. And what happens when someone does not get the food needed to function on a very basic level?
Days of work that are missed by people who are hungry, the illnesses that they are more likely to suffer, the children missing school, the children being sick and not doing as well in school, and sort of how that compounds effects. So the true cost of hunger.
The latest Hunger Atlas shows almost 19,000 people in Boone County have experienced periods of food insecurity. That's enough people, and more, to sell out the Mizzou Arena. For KBIA, I'm Jessica Najunas, Harvest Public Media.
All right. And now, Call of the Wild. Under the Microscope's weekly segment on Missouri's animals. Each week we bring you the sounds and stories of different animals in Missouri, from mammals with bizarre talents to bugs we can't live without. And today we'll hear from one bug that helps put food on our plates, the bee. Art Gelder says his honeybees only sting you if they can tell you're afraid. He knows them well. As a honey producer, the bees are Gelder's business partners and, he says, his friends. He and his wife, Vera, run Walkabout Acres and sell their honey at grocery stores and the farmer's market. He says his bees haven't been as busy as usual this year.
This year is one of the worst years. It's one of the worst years I've had. And I've talked with beekeepers in the eastern part and western part and the state, and they're in the same predicament that they're just not bringing in honey. They're not bringing anything in.
Rocheport's Gibbons Bee Farm used to be the largest honey producer in the area, with nearly 1,000 colonies. They lost 75% of their bees last year, and the family farm can no longer distribute honey to local grocery stores. Colin Wamsley is an entomologist with Missouri's Department of Agriculture. He says nobody really knows the extent or cause of bee declines in Missouri.
But a lot of beekeepers across the state have reported you know, bees that have left the hive, disappeared, not come back, and it's, you know, it sounds like the general reported symptoms of colony collapse disorder.
Researchers who study colony collapse disorder haven't identified a particular cause for the disappearance of honeybees. It's likely a whole host of causes, including environmental factors like pesticides or changes in weather, or pests. For a long time, European honeybees, like the bees that walk about acres, were thought to be the great pollinators. But in the past few years, colony collapse disorder has decimated European honeybee populations and spurred a movement to bring native pollinators back. North American native pollinators include bees, wasps, and butterflies.
Well, I was
100 naturalists, environmentalists, and landowners gathered in Colombia for a native pollinators conference in August. People at the conference learned about the importance of these native pollinators and ways to woo them to their own land. Jennifer Hopwood is the Midwest Pollinator Outreach Coordinator for the Xerces Society, an organization that works to conserve invertebrates. Hopwood says 35% of crops worldwide require pollinators. She says pollinators are worth about $20 billion in the U.S.
And if we're going to continue to have food security, we need to be able to support pollinators, a diversity of pollinators, not just honeybees.
She says that restoring native pollinator populations creates an insurance policy for bees.
I guess it can be helpful to put a dollar amount on what they do for us, but on the other hand, it's a little bit like putting a price on oxygen or clean water. It's really intangible, and those benefits are more than that dollar amount.
These pollinators rely on native plants. But in order to grow native plants on Missouri land, it often requires at least 3 years of herbicides, burnings, and mowings. Elizabeth Hamilton works with the Missouri Native Seed Association. Though she says it can be difficult and costly to get native plants to grow here, once they become established, they tend to stick around.
You're going to have a planting that'll last, so you don't have to replant it year after year. And you should have a sustainable project and not have to put a lot of money into it in the future.
And once you plant it, she says, the bees will come. Back at Walkabout Acres, the Gelders are keeping busy. They've got tours to give and animals to feed. And of course, they've got their bees. Art Gelder says he hopes his friends can make a comeback next year.
Hopefully they'll make it through the winter real well. And then next spring, it'll be different.
But if they don't, all's not entirely lost. Native bees can take over some of the European honeybees' work and help bring us the fruits and vegetables that honeybees normally pollinate. Thanks for listening to Under the Microscope. I'm Rebecca Wolfson. Remember, podcasts of this show and all our shows are available at kvia.org. And if you give me what I want.